On the journey home, clouds melting gray, can you see me here? Golden pink blush home and wash away. Won't you come in, chocolate steaming? Hold me in your arms and don't let go.
Welcome to Be Simply. This is She, and I want to give thanks to each and every one of you connecting in this moment. Tonight we have the life cycle, and we're connecting to mother and baby in birth. And the intention behind these life cycle events is to take us through just that, through birth, through death, through here. And each rotation goes 1 week after another. So for the mothers tuning in, whether you're pregnant or you're thinking about having a child, or you already had a child but are curious how you can maybe make peace with some of the choices that you made or let go of being attached that you should have, in quotes, done things differently. So the inspiration behind tonight's segment is really just that, really tuning in and meeting your birth where you are and where baby is. Every birth is different, and right now we can look back as to how the human species used to give birth when we didn't have all these technologies and capabilities, and then we can look at how many different ways there are to give birth. It wasn't until very recently that we started to see more and more home births, birthing centers, moving away from hospitals, and even people birthing their children themselves. So there's this full spectrum, and that's why this conversation today is so important. Right now, because we are a post-industrial capitalist society still functioning that way, and our support system is set up in one direction, meaning in healthcare, especially in relation to childbirth, that a lot of that is put on the hospitals or traditional medical doctors. And then you have this rise up of birthing centers and people raising money to have their children in a birth center setting. And then you have hospitals trying their best to accommodate these possibilities within a hospital setting. And as mentioned, you can also do this at your home or out in the wilderness or wherever you could imagine. Really, there's a full gamut that's available and support there. What's really important, though, right now is that tonight we're going to talk about putting self aside, because motherhood and the whole passage of pregnancy is really this preparation to live selflessly. You might have thought that before you did, but not until you have children do you really understand what it means to be selfless. And I just interviewed this beautiful woman, and we'll have her cast played next week, from Australia. She has a site called Moonsong. And what's so beautiful is that she really encourages everyone to be where they are in their period of life, meaning especially for women, but also that she looks at the mother passage as a selfless time. This is where you are in service to your children. There's a lot of trends right now for women, and yes, there are a lot of demands on women and men to raise a family, and so finding that balance where you can be in harmony with self, but really knowing that sometimes it's really just about keeping everything going and making sure that your kids are taken care of in the best possible way that you can meet them in that moment. So how this relates to birth is that because birth, especially if it's the first child, it's kind of like a marriage, meaning if you haven't been married and you're planning a wedding, there might be all these influences that create the concept behind your birth. And to really set aside what media is presenting, setting aside what people are saying, and really to set with self and say, how do I want to deliver my child? How do I want to meet this pregnancy? So I can share from my own experience. When I was pregnant with my son, I really wanted a natural childbirth. That's where I wanted to meet it. This was not popular at that time, at least where I was living. And there was an interesting thing that occurred during that journey in my studies and preparation, is that I also found there was a lot of pressure around that if the birth didn't go completely natural, that I would feel bad about that. And so that's why we want to really make sure that you understand and meet your birth where you're ready. So tonight we're going to talk about that and think about some ways that you can be honest with yourself, where you can put yourself aside and meet the birth where it feels most comfortable and congruent for you, whether it's in the hospital or in the woods. We'll use those two extremes. If you're in the hospital and that actually gives you more comfort, but you're feeling pressure from the outside world that you can't do that, then that may not be harmonious for you to go into the woods, because there might be a lot of fear with the woods. There might be all these different things that you're not taking into account. And it might be that fear that keeps you in the hospital for a very good reason you don't know. So it's just allowing yourself to be with what is. So what we're going to do is we're going to finish listening to that song, Mother of Mine by Srimati. And this is a beautiful song she wrote in adoration to her mother. And I think it sums it up. A mother just really wants to be there for her kids. She may not be perfect at it. She might not do the right things, yet her heart is there. I would say more than not, more than we realize, especially in our younger years. It's not till we get older that we're like, wow, this is what my mom did for me, and this is what she did, and I can't believe my dad even did this for me. And we can see it better when we're further away from it. The same with parenting. We can see sometimes where we maybe flubbed up a little or a lot and wish we would have done it better, but we can let go of that. So if you're thinking about having a baby or you're pregnant, I really want you during this Srimati song just to think about this journey as a selfless act, and see if you can tune in to where you most harmoniously want to meet this birth. Put aside all the statistics, facts, all these different things, and just see where you want to meet it and what makes you most comfortable, and see what arrives. If you've had a birth and you're sad about it or don't like the way you met it, think about how you would like to have the next birth, and also think about letting that go. Celebrate how you made it out of it. Celebrate that, you know what, it wasn't the choice that you wish you would have made in that moment, but you're thankful that you have that awareness now, and you know because of that experience you will do it differently if there is a next time in that exact same way. So take those two advantages, and then when we come back, we'll talk about how we can clearly start to arrive at this decision as to how we want to move forward. And the beauty is once you do that, you will have a much more discerning, clear path ahead of you, and you can tune out all the other stuff. So gently, let's take a breath, and we'll go from womb to heart, breathing in and out, and just gently being with that. And when we return, we'll connect with putting self aside.
On the journey home, clouds melting gray, can you see me here? Golden pink blush home and wash away. Won't you come in, chocolate steam? Mother,
Gently bringing your awareness back to here, connecting to you and whatever arrived to you in that moment. And if you have a piece of paper, just jot down any quick points as to how you want to meet this pending birth or upcoming birth, and also what you want to let go of if you're still holding on to something, whether it resulted in a physical birth or resulted in something else, but there was a pregnancy, just letting go of the woulda, shouldas, couldas, and the regret. And that can take time, but just to remember that within each moment, we sometimes have to make choices that we weren't prepared to make, and we're led to where we need to be. I've been in enough unusual circumstances that I can confidently say I truly believe that to be so, and maybe if you experiment with that a little bit, you'll start to find your own answer and conviction around that. Where we're going to start right now is a couple simple ways to start to discern how you would like to meet your pregnancy and delivery. And first of all is to put self aside. So we could have a trend right now, like I said, there's more birth centers, natural births at home, which is wonderful, it's really exciting. That means that we're starting to migrate back to closer to our true relationship with birth potentially and the ecosystem around us. However, we're not completely there, and we may not be living a lifestyle that completely merits completely going back to that primal way unless you're living in that manner. So consider how your life is, and you don't need to feel guilt or shame. The best thing for you to do is to be at ease with the way you want to approach your birth, and know that that is the best interest of the child, nothing else, because all of the studies that they've done on to scare you, let's say if you do want to have a hospital birth, about painkillers or about epidurals or induction, yes, this is not necessarily the most ideal situation to deliver the child. However, if this is more comfortable to you, guess what? Mama's ecosystem is calmer, baby can be calmer, and delivery is more at ease. So there is a primal thing about the birth and the baby coming in that way, and baby can come in happy and joyful through that too. But say you are not comfortable being in that primal state yet, you are not willing to let go in that state, then it's not going to go as planned, and that can be a lot more stressful for the baby, because the baby will detect that you're stressed and not calm. So the first thing is to decide how you can put yourself aside, and then to really be honest with yourself and think about your most ideal situation and what is comfortable. And I'll use the analogy of camping. I remember when I was in the architecture program, and we were in studios, small studios for our different disciplines within the architecture school, and one of the young men invited one of my classmates to go camping, and she was so sweet because she says, look at me. She goes, do you think I really will go camping? I need to have a place to plug in my curling iron. And that is her. So one, I just smiled because I thought, wow, I love that she just can be so honest and know that that's not the best situation for her to go in, because she'll probably impact everyone's camping trip. And bless his heart, he was so sweet. I don't think he completely understood, because he's so comfortable camping. So this is how we want to approach birth. If you're not so comfortable camping, then you might want to consider a different type of birth. And the blessing right now is, yes, if you can have a natural birth or as close to less influences into your birth, then it's going to be a more natural experience, more in congruency with maybe how nature intended us. However, if you want to have some of those things available to you, and let's put aside all the conversation around drugs, around all of that, but let's say there's an emergency, and how thankful will you be that there are those medical doctors there to assist you? And or are you so okay with that primal birth that if there's an emergency and the baby is lost, are you okay with that? So we have to weigh all these options and understand where we are on planet Earth. So one, I want to ask yourself to put yourself aside, meaning putting the ego aside to prove something in childbirth. There's nothing to prove. This is a selfless act. You are giving up your body to bring in another being into this world, and then you are putting aside your life to help raise this child in this world and putting attention and hopefully care and discernment on that process, taking it seriously. And so to really, really put yourself aside, because this is motherhood, putting self aside, and then to be honest with yourself as to where you're at. If you're not the camper, let's think about maybe a birth center, let's think about a hospital, and then maybe stay clear of home birth or the jungle/forest birth. If you're really connected and your lifestyle is reflective of something that's more in touch with nature and you feel very supported and comfortable in that, then you'll be guided and you'll have no doubt in your mind about that. And the risks will outweigh anything else because you'll know in your mind. I can share a story that there's a woman that I knew and she didn't want anyone to know she was pregnant. So she birthed that child by herself out of fear because she didn't want anyone to know. However, she didn't think about after the fact. But if you can really, because then everyone knows, but that propelled her to be able to deliver her own child. So it's amazing what we're capable of when we want something to occur a certain way. So from there right now, what I'd like you to do is just let's take a couple breaths, breathing in and out, thinking about putting self aside, being really honest with where you are, how you like to live your life right now, and what makes you feel most at ease. Does it make you feel at ease to have doctors around? And if the answer is yes, then think about embracing them in your birth plan. If the answer is no, then think about not having them in your birth plan. Then be honest with yourself within that and find the spectrum. So as I mentioned earlier, with the one method of having a natural birth, sometimes there can be pressure to do that and people will shout it out. I really encourage fellow mamas out there, try not to brag about your birth story. The reason this is to be compassionate to other mothers. Maybe they wanted to have that natural birth, but it wasn't available to them. There's no reason to brag about it there at all, because this is not putting others' feelings ahead of your bragging rights. So really be kind in this manner. You don't realize for someone that's struggling in their mind and holding on that it didn't go the way they wanted, and every time they see a story that you are hurting someone versus inspiring someone. And then if you're in the birthing field, if you're a midwife, a doula, OBGYN, educate yourself on all options that are available and really be open to guiding your client, your patient, to a solution that's right for them. Really attune yourself, because then you'll be able to better serve them in that setting. So listening, really listen to yourself, and if you're getting triggered and if you're feeling pressure from the outside world to do something a certain way, just really own up to where you're at. Then, from there, that's how you're going to create your birth plan. Once you're honest with yourself, you start listening, you start noticing where you have emotional reactions to certain things, you really are honest with where you're comfortable, and you start to listen and feel into the baby that's in your womb. Start really feeling in to what might be possible, because this is both of you that are going to be orchestrating this. Even if you have a great plan, you have another influence, and that is your child. So to really tune in to that, And then from there, you're going to create your vision. And what you can do is start to write out what is really important to you and hold on to a couple of those pieces. And for those of you that just heard you say, don't brag about your birth story, let people ask you about your birth story, because it's clear you had a child. If you have a baby, you can share it. People can ask. Let's reverse this a little bit. Mamas, if you want to know people's birth story, ask them. Say, how was your birth? I heard a lot of birth stories after I had my son. A good friend's mother, she couldn't believe that she had delivered 6 children in a shorter span of time than it took me to deliver one child. And she was amazed that I had the stamina to do that. So for each and every one of us, it's going to be so different. I had a cousin that she could barely get to the hospital before she delivered the baby. So there's no judgment, but to really think mindfully before you start blasting these stories out there, because the ones that are so proud of their victory don't realize that there's a lot of women suffering and hurting because they didn't get to do what they thought they wanted to. So that's why today I'm really encouraging you to create the vision that's right for you and that's in alignment with you, your papa or your partner, and baby. So if you need help cultivating that and attuning to what that might be, please feel free to reach out to me at SuzanneToro@gmail.com. And within that vision, you want to think about how to keep your body safe, your mind safe, and your spirit safe, and not only yours, babies, and to really feel into what that means for you and the entire family. It's pretty much that simple. And then you could start narrowing down. And if at any point you start to feel pressure, shame, guilt, hesitation, really start to look at that and get some assistance, whether it's from someone like myself or someone else, get some assistance to examine that so you don't have to confront that in the middle of labor, and that you'll have much more ease and grace moving through that sequence. And I think you'll be so pleasantly surprised. In addition, the final thing that you can do is you can research the histories of birthing and practices and see if one jumps out at you kind of as a benchmark or an inspiration as to, wow, that feels really good. I would like to have this, this, and this there. Or, you know what, I'm just going to flow with it and see how I'm led in the moment, but I'm going to have my basics set up, my team set up to support me, even if there's an option A, B, and C, so that you can flow with it. So we're going to leave it right there, and we're going to sign out with Shaking the Tree, because this is the Mother's Day, the female song by a good friend of mine, Michael Kang, and everyone else in the String Cheese Incident. This is your day, so make it what you want it to be. Set the stage, align to it in a way that's mindful. It doesn't contain outside influences, and for everyone listening out there, be mindful with your speech as you interact with mothers-to-be or second-time mamas. Be supportive with your silence and know that if they have a question, they'll ask. Until next time, this is She signing out with a full heart, a big smile, bright eyes, a deep bow, and a namaste. Be simply.
Thank you. shaking the tree. Shaking the tree.
For coming over and sitting in with us. Thanks everybody for coming out.
See you tomorrow.